The United States' growth in agriculture is important, and only a select few can say they have helped take it to the next level. One of those people is Adam Sharp. He works for the Ohio Farm Bureau on the national level. Mr. Sharp takes the needs of the farmers to the administration who run our country. Farmers choose certain items that they want discussed with the officials. These concerns are taken from county farmers, then reviewed with state farmers. Next, it is taken to the national level of selected farmers. This set of steps is called the policy development process. The National Committee of Farmers then choose the most common and crucial issues picked by the farmers to work on that year. Adam says, "We set a priority of issues to work on every year. The issues for this year include the farm bill, energy sources, livestock conditions, environmental waste, taxes, trade, and labor. One of the major issues is the farm bill. The farm bill came into effect in the late 1930s. There's been a new bill every 5 to 7 years since." Sharp said, "This package of programs is one of the key items we deal with." The Farm Bureau is a bipartisan organization. This means they don't choose a side unless the party is supporting the issues that the farmers have showed great concern in. The Farm Bureau uses media to educate the public of the farmers' concerns. Everything from print to broadcasting helps these issues known to the public. Many times, farmers will be taken to Washington, D.C. to discuss these issues directly to the administrators. Farmers write letters expressing their concerns with farming issues that they have been impacted by. Even in some cases, the Bureau will have fly-ins. This is where farmers are flown into Washington, D.C. to ask Congress questions about some bills. Also, there are farm days. Farmers come in and ask administrators questions about what the congressmen are supporting. One issue farmers are concerned with is what they can do with their own property. There's a lot of controversy over this topic. Many farmers believe they are underprivileged. In this way, farmers get their concerns out to the administrators and the public. The Farm Bureau then keeps tabs on what Congress members vote on and support those who sided with the farmers. The Bureau even has PACs, which gives them a legal way to give money to the campaigns supporting the farmers' issues. Fundraisers are held at farms to contribute to these selected campaigns. Farmers may bring $25 each and raise thousands of dollars at just one of these barn gatherings. In this way, farmers influence what happens with their farming needs. Adam clearly has done his part for agriculture. Now it is your turn. This is Taryn Pinkstock, reporting from the Amanda Clear Creek FFA chapter.